See, the whole life itself, according to Veda, once you're following the Veda, you are repeatedly reminded by every ritual or every cultural form or everything that we do, you know, that the life itself is lived. Of course, life itself is lived enjoying the pains and pleasures. Not that you should only enjoy only pains. Life is meant for enjoyment of pleasures also. But the ultimately enjoyment of pleasures is for us to enjoy, learn, know the limitation, then learn, grow out of desire for those pleasures, aim for the absolute happiness. Then discover that. That is the Vedic vision. The Veda says, what is this human life lived for? I'm talking about the life of all the living beings. Human life is lived ultimately for discovering the absolute truth. And the whole life itself is lived to prepare one's mind for this wisdom, for this knowledge. That's made very, very clear. That is why any puja we do also, even the non-Vedic times, puja, rituals, suppose present day, the rituals are not prescribed in the Veda, but which are based on the Vedic vision, other Pratima puja, Murti pujas, etc., there also we have Vigneshwara puja, isn't it? Even the Vigneshwara puja where we have a Murti and all that, but really speaking, take the mantra as such. Now we say Vinayakaha. The Lord is given the title Vinayakaha. Nayakaha means Nayati iti Nayaka, one who leads. The leader is called Nayaka. So remaining in the forefront as the foremost cause of everything. One who leads, takes ahead. Now one is the foremost of everything. Thereby leads everything. Vinayakaha. And there we have this important Ganapati mantra. Ganana amtva Ganapati gumhavamahe kavinka venam pamashravastamam jeshtarajam brahmanam brahmanaspada anashranvan noti visidasadanam. Even in that mantra, if you take, so Gananam patihi Ganana amtva Ganapati gumhavamahe. That's the first sentence. The word Havamahe, we worship. Havamahe means Yajamahe, we worship. So, O Lord Ganapati, we worship you. Unnai vanangahiren. Unnai vayibadihirom. Vayibanangahirom. We worship you. And who are you? The Patihi. The Patihi, the protector of all the beings. But because it's to say the beings are innumerable, countless, we just use the term Ganaha, and Ganaha means the group. So the Ganapatihi means the Lord. The protector alone can have the status of being the Lord. The Patihi, isn't it? The protector of all these innumerable, countless being groups of beings. Not only beings are countless, groups are also countless. So, Lord of the countless groups of beings, Ganapatihi. So, Tvam Ganapatim, Gananam Patim Ganapatim, Tvam Havamahe, we worship. Gananam Tva Ganapatim Havamahe, first sentence is over. Kavinka Venam. So, we worship you. Who are you? Kavinam Kavihi. So, Kavihi means the seer. Kavihi means Rishihi, Kavihi means seer, the knower. And Kavinam Kavihi, the only absolute seer is Bhagavan. Who is absolute seer? Oh Lord, you are the absolute seer obtaining as a seer in all the beings. Who is the knower here? There is no knower other than the Lord. Isn't it? Kavihi, seer. And the seer, even though the poet is also called Kavihi, in Tamil also we have the word Kavihi. Poet is also Kavihi. Because the poet must be able to see much more than what other people see. differently, you see. So Kavinam Kavihi means you are the only absolute seer of all the seers. You can say truth of the mind also. The sense organs are the seers of their corresponding objects. And the mind is the seer of the seers. Ultimately, the truth, you, the reality, are the ultimate seer of all the seers, illuminator of all the illumining factors. So, Kavinam, Kavinam, Kavihi. So, we worship the Lord of all the groups of beings and the seer of all the seers. Upamash, Upamash, Shravastamam. Upama, Shravastamaha. Lord is called Upama, Shravastamaha. Shravastamaha means the one who is highly glorified. How incomparably glorified. Upama Shravastama means one who is incomparable, isn't it? One whose glories are incomparable. And here, and because Bhagavan, we don't know how to glorify Bhagavan. Bhagavan, how is Bhagavan glorified? Through all the upamas, similes. Because our understanding of Bhagavan is always limited. We have two things, Bhagavan's Rupam and Bhagavan's Rupam, isn't it? The whole Jagat is Bhagavan's Rupam. Bhagavan's Rupam itself is incomprehensible for us. Okay? And Bhagavan's Swarupam is what? The most subtle. That's why Bhagavan's Swarupam is attainable as our own Swarupam. In Bhagavan's Swarupa Jnanam, obtaining as our own Swarupam, the worship, prayer, everything comes to an end. Isn't it? But until we attain this Swarupa Jnanam, obtaining as our own Swarupam, we need worship and prayer, then worship Bhagavan's Rupam. We can never worship Bhagavan's Swarupam. Bhagavan's Rupam we worship. And even the Rupam is incomprehensible for us. Why? You are part of the Rupam. That is why we have what? Symbols, murtis. Is it? We have murtis, pratimas and pratikas, forms with limbs and palms without limbs, forms, sound, symbols. So many symbols, we have sounds are also there. We know Om, but there's so many other bijas are there, sound symbols and form symbols. Now, but still we want to. When Bhagavan's Rupam is incomprehensibly vast, Bhagavan's Swarupam also is incomprehensibly obtaining as our own, the very one who is involved in very comprehensive, isn't it? Swarupam. Either way, it is what? Incomprehensible. Bhagavan's Swarupam is incomprehensible because it's not an object, it's our own Swarupam. Swarupam is very knower, one who wants to comprehend. The Rupam is incomprehensibly vast because it is too vast. Therefore, when we glorify Bhagavan, what do? Use some examples, okay, similes. You are like that, you are like this. Upama Shravastamaha means one who is highly glorified, praised through similes. So, Kavinam Kavim, Upamashravastam, Tvam, Gananam Patim, Ganapatim, Havamahe. All one sentence. One more action is there. Jeshta Rajaha. Jeshtaha, again the foremost. Then most exalted of all the beings, Purushottama. Most exalted of all the beings, Jeshtaha. And Rajaha, actually Raja, that is Ajateti. The one who is of the nature of knowledge, thereby said to be what? One who is of the nature of self-effulgence. The most exalted, self-effulgent Bhagavan is of the nature of most exalted self-effulgent reality. Jeshta Rajaha. Jeshta Rajam. Then Brahmanam Jeshta Rajaha. So most exalted among all these, the pious people also. Then Brahmanas Patta. Actually, that until then, the word ends, mantra ends. So, Gananam Patim, Ganapatim, Kavim, Kavinam Kavim, Pumashravastamam, Jeshta Rajam, Brahmanam Jeshta Rajam, Havamahe. One sentence. Then we are calling the Lord. When she say always two sentences, like how Mrityunjaya Mantra has two sentences. One sentence of worship and sentence of prayer, isn't it? Trimbakaya jamahe sugandhim pushti vaddanam urvarakam vabandhanan. Yajamahe is first sentence. Trimbakaya jamahe sugandhim pushti vaddanam. One sentence. Yajamahe worship. Then we reveal our prayer. Isn't it? We worship Bhagavan. So until then, Gana, see, Ganana am tva Ganapatigum Patim Kabin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtara Jam Brahmanam Kavamahe. One sentence. Then prayer comes. What is the prayer? Brahmanas Pate. You call the Lord as O the Lord of Brahma. There the word Brahma means Veda. O the Lord of Brahma means the source of the Veda and the subject matter of the Veda. Source of the Veda is also Bhagavan. Subject matter of the Veda is also Bhagavan. Therefore, he is called what? He Brahmanas Pate. O Lord of... But the Ekara gets dropped. Brahmanas Pate. Source of the Veda. Subject matter of the Veda. Then the prayer comes. Now what is the prayer? Brahmanaspati anashrunvanno tibhisida sadhanam. That's a prayer. Let take that and then complete it with the sida. Asida. Asida is the verb. Asida means may you be seated. May you come and sit. If it is a situation of performing ritual, O Lord, come and sit here in the place of performance of ritual and see that all the obstacles are removed and I am able to complete this ritual and enjoy the benefit of this ritual. Asida. May you come and sit here. May you be seated. May you take your seat. But here, we don't talk about the ritual time. Sadhanam. Sadhana means the heart, the mind. Asida sadhana means may you take a seat in this, the seat of my mind, obtaining it in this heart. Asida sadhanam means may you take your seat here in the mind, in the heart. Asida sadhanam. And when you come and take your seat, how do you come and sit here? Don't come empty-handed. Utibihi. Utihi, not Tamil Uti, okay? Utihi here means the protective instrument. Utibihi means come with all that you need to protect me, okay? With all your protective means and protective instruments. Utibihi saha asida sadhanam. O Lord, come and take your seat in the cave of my mind, obtaining within this heart with all your protective means. Utibihi asida sadhanam. Now I'm asking the question, when is Bhagavan away from your heart? When is Bhagavan away from your heart? Suppose if you are already sitting, suppose the Viji comes and says, Swamiji, please take your seat, please take your seat. And I'm wondering, I'm already sitting here, why do you ask me to sit? I'm already, suppose I'm outside somewhere, he can tell me, come and sit, take your seat, don't stand outside. I have already come in, you are sitting here already. If he comes and tells, please take your seat, please sit, means what, I'm already sitting here. So what it means is, there's never a time Bhagavan is away from our hearts. Isn't it? In fact, every Bhagavan alone is there. Where everywhere Bhagavan alone is there. So what it means is, you're already there, but make your presence revealed to me. Bhagavan making his presence revealed to us is what? Bhagavan taking his seat. So what is the prayer now? O Lord, take your seat means, may you make the presence revealed to me. Thereby, be there as though you have taken your seat. You have come newly and taken your seat. Understand? This is how we begin. Anything we begin, what do we ask for first? Literally, Ganapati is invoked for removing the obstacles. In anything. In pursuing artha, kama, dharma, moksha, any pursuit, you have to perform karma. Isn't it? For jnanam also you have to do the karma act of shravanam. Listen, the pramana operation is not an action actually speaking, but still, the will is involved to study, isn't it? In everything there may be obstacles, patibandhas will be there. Because patibandhas are ordained by what? Your own? Part of the karma, they will not allow you to enjoy the best, good things. So you have to remove the obstacles. So it invokes Bhagavan's grace to ward off the obstacles in what we do. So here is the mice prayer. So always understand, whether always a statement first, Yajamahe or Havamahe, we worship the Lord. And which sort of Lord? Some words to describe the Lord. We worship thee who is of that this nature. Then what is the prayer? Put the prayer here. Naha means us, isn't it? Asida sadhanaha sadhanam. Take the seat in the mind obtaining within this heart, in our hearts. Means may you reveal thy presence. Make your presence revealed to us. Thereby, take your seat. Okay. Finished. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.